Welcome back, everybody. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to dive in.
Well, today we're looking at something pretty wild, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's where crypto meets politics. And you guessed it, meme culture.
Interesting combination.
You're telling me. The article we're diving into is from Forbes, Official Trump Coin. How did we get here?
Kitschy title.
It is. It is. And it was just published yesterday, January 18th, 2025.
Hot off the press.
Seriously. So what we want to figure out today is, how this whole Trump coin thing even came to be.
Right.
What it could mean for the crypto market, you know, like the big picture.
All right, of course.
And then what it says about regulations and political branding in this crazy digital world we live in.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Let's jump in.
Okay.
So imagine this. Just a couple days before his second inauguration, Donald Trump drops his own meme coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trump coin, not a campaign thing, not an NFT, but like
a real cryptocurrency.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And get this, within 24 hours, its market cap hits $4.8 billion.
Billion with a B.
Uh-huh. And the fully diluted valuation, get ready for it, $24.3 billion.
That's a lot.
It is, more than a lot of well-established companies are worth.
I was going to say.
Some people are even saying, and I know this sounds crazy, but that it could be the next Dogecoin, like it could take over that top spot in the meme coin world.
I mean, it's not impossible, right?
True, true. But what do you think made this thing explode like it did?
Well, you can't deny the power of the Trump brand, right?
Oh, yeah.
Always knows how to get attention.
For sure.
And then you add in, well, you know, the whole speculative frenzy that comes with crypto markets.
People wanting to get rich quick.
Exactly. And you've got a recipe for, well, what we're seeing.
It's a wild ride, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And it's not like he hasn't done this kind of thing before, you know?
Right.
Trump University, the hotels, even NFTs. He's always been about, well,
monetizing the brand.
Yeah. But crypto, it's a whole different ballgame, isn't it?
It really is. He's in the digital asset world now, and that's a whole other level of volatility and potential for, well, making a lot of money really fast.
And losing it just as fast.
True, true. But I think it was a really smart move, you know, aligning his brand with this whole zeitgeist, this moment in time.
Yeah. You know, the Forbes article we're looking at, it says that deciding whether to invest in Trump coin is a complex calculation. Like, it's not an easy decision.
Yeah.
It's trading at 25 bucks a token now. But some people are saying, and this is wild, that it could get to 100 or even 300 bucks if it does overtake Dogecoin.
Yeah, those are some big ifs.
Huge ifs.
Yeah.
What would have to happen for that to even be possible?
Well, for meme coins, you need more than just, you know, the fundamentals.
What do you mean?
Well, look at Dogecoin, right?
Yeah.
The price went crazy, and it was mostly because of online hype, people talking on social media, you know, trends.
Oh, I see.
So for Trump coin to hit those numbers, you'd need that same kind of energy, that buzz.
Yeah.
Huge investments coming in, and honestly, a good amount of luck.
Yeah. Luck never hurts.
Mm.
And speaking of timing, this launch, it happened right after Gary Gensler stepped down as SEC chair, and he was known for being,
well, tough on crypto.
Very tough.
Yeah.
I think there's a connection.
I mean, the timing is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
His leaving could mean, you know, a shift in the regulatory landscape. Maybe things will be easier for ventures like, you know, Trump coin.
Yeah. Yeah, the Forbes article actually says that Gensler being so strict might have accidentally helped meme coins like this one.
Really?
Yeah. So Gensler, he was all about utility tokens, the ones that have like real world uses.
Right.
He saw them as potential securities, so he went hard with the regulations.
Yeah.
Which some people say kind of stopped them from really taking off.
Interesting. I mean, think about Libra, Facebook's attempt at a global currency.
Oh, right.
And then there was LBRY, you remember, the content platform.
Vaguely.
Both of them hit major regulatory roadblocks.
And meanwhile, meme coins, which are basically, you know, saying we're here for the speculation, they kind of flew under the radar.
It's like the regulators didn't even know what to do with them.
Yeah. And Dogecoin and Shiba Inu, they just kept growing and growing.
Maybe because they embraced the whole absurdity of it, the meme-ness.
Right. Like the more ridiculous it was, the less the regulators cared.
It's like they accidentally created this regulatory safe harbor of absurdity.
That's a good one. So wait, you're saying that by trying to control crypto, they might have actually created this space where meme coins could thrive.
It's a possibility, isn't it?
It is. And now those meme coins are a big chunk of the crypto market.
It's crazy.
It is. But, you know, this brings up some ethical questions, especially with this being a coin backed by a sitting president.
Oh, absolutely. This isn't just some random meme coin.
Right. This is serious stuff.
It is. And remember, with crypto, nobody knows who's buying what.
That anonymity thing.
Yeah. So you could have anyone, anywhere in the world, buying Trump coin. No ID checks, nothing.
And they could be trying to influence the president.
It's a possibility.
I mean, it's kind of like a new version of draining the swamp, right?
Yeah. How so?
Well, the swamp is digital now, and we can't see who's in it.
That's a good point. And it's not the first time we've seen concerns like this with Trump.
Right. You're thinking about Truth Social.
Exactly. But this feels different.
Yeah. It's crypto. It's decentralized. It crosses borders at a whole other level.
What do you think the biggest risks are here?
Well, I think it's the potential for someone to use this to influence him, you know?
Right.
Because we can't trace the money. We don't know where it's coming from. There's no transparency.
No accountability.
Exactly. And it's not just foreign actors either. Think about people here, domestic investors.
What about them?
They might feel like they have to buy Trump coin, you know, hoping to get on his good side or afraid of what might happen if they don't.
Right, right. So it all comes down to this. Is it okay for a sitting president to make money from something like this?
From a speculative asset like this, especially when it's part of this, well, mostly unregulated part of the financial world?
It's definitely pushing the boundaries of what we normally think is okay for a president to do.
Yeah. It feels like we're in uncharted territory here, ethically speaking.
We are.
You know the Forbes article? It says that Trump coin is more than just a product, it's a symbol.
Of what, though?
That's the question, isn't it? What does it represent?
Yeah. It really makes you think about Trump coin as part of, you know, his bigger strategy with his brand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's always been good at, well, grabbing attention.
No doubt about that.
Shaking things up.
From real estate to reality TV to, well, the presidency, he's always in the headlines.
Exactly.
So is this, like, another one of his publicity stunts? Or is there something more to it, do you think?
Well, it's definitely making news, just like everything he does.
Sure.
But this feels different, you know? It taps into, like, what people are already interested in.
Crypto?
Yeah, crypto. And this idea that it could, you know, change the whole financial system.
Disrupt everything.
Exactly. And by having his own coin, it's like he's putting his mark on this whole movement. He's saying, I'm part of this decentralized finance thing.
And that message, it really resonates with his supporters, I bet.
Oh, for sure. And you got to remember, meme coins, they live and breathe online.
Right.
Social media buzz, online communities, that's what drives them.
And Trump, he's got a huge online following, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he knows how to get people talking, even if it's, you know, controversial.
Exactly. He's a master at that.
So he's perfectly positioned to use that to his advantage.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's, I don't know, weaponized meme culture.
Interesting way to put it.
You know, turning it into this tool for his political message and for raising money.
And it works because he's bypassing the traditional media, going straight to his base.
Direct connection.
Yeah. And they can actually buy into his vision, literally.
Wow.
Invest in his brand, become part of this whole thing.
That's powerful.
It is. But it also brings up some worries, you know?
Like what?
What if this coin becomes a way to spread fake news or even manipulate markets?
That's a scary thought.
It is. I mean, we've seen how social media can be used to spread misinformation.
Oh, yeah. Especially during elections.
Exactly. And with crypto, it's anonymous. No one's in control. So those risks could be even bigger.
That's unsettling.
It is. It's like we're entering this new world of political campaigning.
Where money and support for a candidate, they're all mixed up.
Yeah, the lines are blurred.
And we don't even know the rules of this new game yet.
Exactly. It's a brave new world, for sure. And we're all figuring it out as we go.
Yeah. This is a lot to process.
It is.
But taking a step back for a second, do you think Trump coin, does it say something bigger about how we see the relationship between money, technology, and power?
I think it's a sign of the times, you know? All these forces, they're coming together in ways we've never seen before.
Like how?
Well, it's not just Trump coin, right? It's social media becoming this huge force in politics. It's tech companies having all this influence and then this growing interest in, you know, decentralized finance.
So everything's connected.
It is. It's like a web.
So where do we go from here? What do we learn from this whole Trump coin thing?
I think it's a wake-up call, you know? We need to really think about what these technological changes mean.
For the future.
Yeah, for the future.
Yeah.
How they're shaping politics, how they're shaping the financial system.
But we need to be aware of the risks.
Absolutely. The potential for people to use this stuff for bad, you know, manipulation, abuse.
Yeah.
We need new rules, new ways to regulate this space.
To keep things transparent and accountable.
Exactly. And to protect ourselves from, well, the dark side of all this technology.
It feels like we're at the beginning of a huge shift.
I think you're right.
Like a paradigm shift, you know, in how we think about money, power, and technology.
And it's going to be, well, interesting to see how it all plays out.
And maybe a little bit scary too, right?
Yeah, maybe a little.
You know, this whole conversation is making me think about all the unintended consequences of technology.
How so?
Well, it seems like every time we come up with a new tool, we also create new ways for people to misuse it.
Both the good guys and the bad guys.
Yeah. Like, who would have thought you could launch a meme coin to try and influence politics?
It's wild, right?
It is. And it's not just crypto. It's everything.
Social media, AI, even things like facial recognition. It's all got a double edge.
We try to make things better, more efficient, more connected.
But then those same tools can be used for things we never intended.
It's a constant game of catch-up.
It is.
Trying to figure out the ethics, the regulations, all while technology keeps moving faster and faster.
It's a challenge, for sure, but we can't ignore it.
The stakes are too high.
They are. We need to talk about this stuff, even the uncomfortable parts.
Yeah.
If we want technology to serve us, you know.
Not the other way around.
Exactly.
Well said. And it brings us right back to Trump coin.
Full circle.
It's more than just a cryptocurrency, right?
It's a microcosm of all these bigger trends, you know. This weird mix of innovation, power, and ethics.
And the story's not over yet.
Not by a long shot. It'll be interesting to see what kind of impact it has long term.
On politics, finance, technology.
And on how we see those things all connected together.
So true. It's pretty amazing to see how technology is like changing the whole game when it comes to politics and money. You know?
It is. It is.
We've talked about the risks and all that, but what about the good stuff? Like, could there be any benefits to this Trump coin thing or even just meme coins in general?
That's a good question. And yeah, I think there could be.
Really?
Yeah. Think about it. These meme coins, even though they seem, you know, kind of silly.
Yeah.
They can actually be a way for people to learn about crypto who might not have been interested before.
Oh, I see.
Like people who wouldn't care about Bitcoin or Ethereum, but then they see a coin with a celebrity or a funny meme.
Yeah, it grabs their attention.
Exactly. And suddenly they're learning about digital assets. The whole concept seems less mysterious.
It's like a gateway drug to the crypto world.
Kind of, yeah. And that can lead to more people using blockchain technology, which could totally revolutionize all sorts of industries.
So, wait, are you saying that even though there are all these worries about Trump coin, it could actually be a good thing for crypto in the long run?
It's possible, yeah. It could help people understand the potential of crypto, get them more involved.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So it's all about balance, right? Seeing both the good and the bad.
Exactly. We can't just focus on the scary stuff and miss the opportunities.
True, true. But how do we handle all this? How do we make sure things are moving forward in a good way, you know, without letting things get out of control?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's something that everyone's trying to figure out right now, from the people making the laws to the tech geniuses building this stuff.
Yeah.
We need to keep talking, keep working together to come up with ways to encourage innovation, but also keep things safe.
So it's not just up to the experts. We all have a part to play.
Absolutely. We need to learn about this stuff, think about what it means for us, and demand that the people in charge are transparent and accountable.
Yeah, we can't just sit back and watch.
Nope. The future of money and politics is being decided right now, and we all have a say in it.
So true. So as we wrap up this deep dive into Trump coin, what's the main takeaway you'd want our listeners to remember?
I'd say this. Trump coin, it's more than just some random coin. It's a sign of where we are right now. Technology's changing everything, mixing up the lines between politics, money, and even culture.
Yeah.
And it's happening fast. There's a lot of good that can come from it, but also some dangers.
We got to be careful.
We do. So stay informed, stay involved, and most importantly, stay curious.
Love that. Great advice. Well, thanks for joining us on this crazy journey into the world of Trump coin.
It's been a wild ride.
It has. Who knows what's next in this story, but we'll be here to explore it.
Absolutely. And until then, keep exploring and asking questions. That's how we learn and grow and build the future we want.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for listening, everyone.